What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's your boy Ricky Antonio, the winner of the Listener Knockout Champion. You feel me? Shout out to Spadoni and Chats, man, on 95.7 The Game. Can I get a water though?
Look. Listen. Ooh, yeah.
It's a hump day in the Bay.
Let them feel you.
Oh, we're feeling it. I'm feeling football, baby. We got college football this week. We got NFL next week. We're 8 days away now, Carter. 8 days away. Eagles, Cowboys to kick off the season. And we got the Red and Gold Summit going on right before it, right after it, during it. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, man, you seem very emotional regarding this.
I am, in a good way. By the way, that one never gets old. Jack's getting so mad about Keith Law. I was like, why? And then me like telling him, like, why are you so mad about Keith Law?
For having the gall to be right on our show.
I know. I was like, I don't think he said anything incendiary.
He said that Buster Posey got help on a trade.
Well, like, maybe he needs more help. I think that's what we kind of undersold.
Keith Law, man, just keeps aging like fine wine on this show.
Laying down the law. That is Keith. Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. We got Jennifer Lee Chan joining us in about 40 minutes time at 7:30. Discuss all things 49ers roster as cut day took place yesterday. And again, some of the things that went down for the 49ers, some names that are no longer here, some of the key names, if you will. Robbie Chosen, formerly Anderson, the artist formerly known as Robbie Anderson. Robbie Chosen, released. Isaiah Hodgins, Russell Gage, a couple of receivers there, released. The punter, Thomas Morstead, what?
It's because we're not punting this year. We're just going for it on every fourth down.
I appreciate that mindset. We're not
fourth,
punting this
fourth
season.
Fourth and 21 on their own 21? No, we're going for it.
Linebacker Curtis Robinson, released. Running back Jeff Wilson Jr., released. Some of the players that were waived, so they can still make it on the practice squad if they clear waivers. Tariq Owens, son of Terrell, obviously. Nick Zakel, Sebastian Valdez, defensive lineman. Junior Burgeon, who was going to be potentially the kick returner, punt returner, was waived. Maybe they bring him back, though. Some of the notable names there. And again, the big one for me yesterday was the guy that was activated off the pup list, that was Yetur Gross-Matos. So getting him back to bolster a defensive line with a lot of question marks, really, outside of Nick Bosa, you're relying on a lot of rookies. You need a veteran presence out there. And Yetur Gross-Matos, who they signed a couple years ago, or check that, was it last year or 2 years ago?
It was last year.
It was him and Leonard Floyd, correct, that they signed. So you'd like to see something from him going forward here as a defensive, they're calling him alignment. Really, he's... You know, the
he
DT.
Played inside and outside.
He's really a DT that they need because they really haven't had one since Eric Armstead. And really, when Armstead was here, they didn't have any help outside of that. Yeah. Can someone step up? Can one of these young guys, can it be CJ West this year? I have question marks. Jordan Elliott? We'll see, right?
Yeah, I would hope. Yeah, CJ West, hopefully, because Alfred Collins, I think Carter pointed this out in the first week of the preseason. This dude's going to be a work in progress. And the more and more you watch that, the more and more you're like, yeah, Carter, you're absolutely right on that one. CJ West showed flashes, but that seems like one of those guys where maybe later in the year we'll start seeing what he actually brings to the table and we'll see him start to develop into the guy that he's expected to be over time. Again, this is a very young team. There's a lot of youth on this team, and there's going to be a lot of growing pains here. And I'd be kind of curious. We're going to have Jennifer Lee Chan join us in about 40 minutes here. I'd be kind of curious how she expects the growth and development of this season to play out. Because I do feel like this is going to be a very up and down kind of roller coastery season for the 49ers. There's going to be a lot of emotions that fans have during the down times. We're going to swing really big with the up times. So I'm very curious to see just what this roller coaster of a season is projected to be looking like right now.
Well, we teased the question a couple times. Let's pay it off right now, because the worst thing about a tease is if you never pay it off, Sam. And I'm going to ask you the question I asked.
The worst kind of tease.
888-957-9570. It's the number to weigh in. Call or text. The number one reason, and I'm not, you can't go injuries. So in this conversation, there's a little asterisk. You can't use injuries. The number one reason why the 49ers will not win a Super Bowl this season. Can't use injuries. Sam, I ask you that. The number one thing, the number one reason why the 49ers won't win a Super Bowl this year, what is it?
If I had to take injuries off the board, then I think the next one is just, I'm probably would just go depth of talent. I think the Niners have a good surface level of talent with guys like Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, George Kittle, Ricky Pearsall, Brock Purdy, Christian McCaffrey, and all the other names that we know. But I do think the drop-off from their top-tier talent to the talent underneath them is pretty precipitous. Where you look at teams like the Eagles, the Commanders, the Lions, I think they just got far more just depth of talent on their roster. They have more guys that you know will probably be producing outside of their core guys. And I think that on top of, again, that aforementioned youth that I just was getting into a minute ago, when you have a young, inexperienced team, you're going to be prone to mistakes. Those mistakes are going to cost you games. And one of those games are going to, our costs are, it's going to be a game that we're going to be wringing our hands over the next day saying, we should have won that game. But because insert rookie or second year player here, you know, made a mistake of being in the wrong spot or dropping the ball at the wrong time. That's the reality that you go through when you have a young team that you're building up towards the next great team. You're going to have mistakes. You're gonna have to get calloused to those mistakes. So when you combine those reasons together, I'm basically giving you two reasons here. It just creates a recipe where if the Niners don't make the Super Bowl, that, in my opinion, will be probably the main reason.
Why are we talking about this? Well, we're 8 days away from the start of the regular season in the NFL. Thursday Night Football next week, as I mentioned, same day as the Red and Gold Summit. Niners have the sixth best Super Bowl odds, people. They have the sixth best Super Bowl. To win the Super Bowl, they have the sixth best odds. You got all those AFC teams, right? You got the Bills, Ravens, Chiefs in front of them. And then the only three other NFC teams ahead of them in this odds, right, to win the Super Bowl. It's the Eagles at plus 700. It's the Detroit Lions at plus 1,100.
Makes sense.
Okay. Green Bay Packers.
Interesting.
Plus 1,900. Jordan Love, Matt LaFleur and co. And then you're tied with the Washington Commanders at plus 2,000. So the Commanders and 49ers have the sixth best odds to win the Super Bowl. Don is in Concord, wants to join in the conversation.
Love Don.
After Don, I'm going to give you the number one reason why the 49ers will not win the Super Bowl. If we had to pick a reason, I'm not saying they can't win the Super Bowl this year, people. I'm not trying to lean negative, but there's a lot of negativity, I feel, from the text line, from the calls, from whatever. A lot of just uneasiness about this team right now, when the reality is, nationally, they still got a lot of faith in the 49ers. Does Don in Concord have a lot of faith in this team? What's up, Don?
Oh, you know, I love my 49ers, but, you know, the kicking team, man, what's going to happen? Can Purdy kick field goals? It reminds me of the Cal Bears last year, man. We got to get a kicker in here. I think you might get a kicker in the next couple days. What do you guys think?
Well, the kicker that would be, Sam, thank you, Don and Concord. It would be Dustin Hopkins is the name I'm seeing now that got released.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And, you know, the Cleveland Browns had him for a minute. He's been around the block. He's 34 years old. He's been with the Bills, been with the Saints, the Washington football team for 6 years. Again, the Browns last couple years. Prior to that, the Chargers. And whenever... if you're a kicker that played for the Chargers at any point, it probably ended in heartbreak, as we've seen the last decade plus.
Michael Badgley.
There you go. And I'm just looking at it right now. As we go with kickers, you just go with what? The percentage. And I'm pulling it up. And this is what he did last year in Cleveland. 18 of 27, 66.7% completion percentage from the field goals. That's not very good. I don't know if is it a change of scenery for him? Like, would you feel better about Dustin Hopkins than you would Jake Moody at this point? Is it anyone but Jake at this point for Niner fans?
I think it's anybody but Jake. That. I mean, you look at others. I mean, again, Matt Prater's still out there. Maybe Chase McLaughlin, I guess, he's showing he was cut here by the Bucks. He's got a pretty good field goal percentage, but I think it's very much just you'd rather just see anybody but Jake Moody. That's the confidence thing there. And I wonder, and Grandy and Wild were talking about this, I think, the other day in the afternoon. It's just, is it at a position where even Jake Moody probably just wants to be out of here, where he doesn't like kicking here, where just he kind of needs that, the old saying goes, the change of scenery. Maybe it's just as simple as both sides need to part ways at this point because the relationship has just gotten so toxic that it's beyond salvaging at this point.
And Jake Moody last year in 14 games played, 70% field goal percentage right there, 70.6. So he did have a better season last year than Dustin Hopkins. And again, he is nearly 10 years younger than him as well. And you invested a third round pick in him. I don't think he's going anywhere right now. But do you buy that from Don and Concord? Like, The reason that they can't win a Super Bowl is because of the kicker? Is that, like, legitimate for you?
I mean,
that sounds kind of ridiculous, right?
Well, a little bit. And you remember what happened the last time they were in a Super Bowl, as we discussed on Monday.
It was an extra point that it was blocked.
And if you kick it higher,
no,
you're not in overtime.
Block, how about that? How about like the offensive line does its job?
No, blocking has like, you could still be blocked.
I don't
want to
get down this road, Sam, because it turns into nothing. It's a big nothing.
I'm sorry, do my facts get in the way of your narrative?
No, like, you know, you just dismiss facts is what you do. That's what you do.
No, it's...
You want to blame the guy for an extra
point. Have you ever had to block on a field goal before?
It was Jake Moody's fault at the extra point. It was Jake Moody's fault.
You can still block.
It was Jake Moody's fault that Nick Bosa bit on in a quarterback option in overtime. It's Jake Moody's fault that Kyle Shanahan didn't know the rules in overtime. Like, stop. Stop blaming Jake Moody. Stop. I'm not allowing it anymore. I'm not.
I mean, he missed the PAT.
Yeah, kick the ball higher and it's not blocked.
It's blocked.
Kick the ball higher and it's not blocked. It's that simple.
I'm going to block
it. It's literally that simple. Just kick the ball higher.
It's one thing to have a 60-yarder blocked, you know what I mean? Because you have to kick it so far that it's going to be a low kick. But a PAT, there's no excuse.
There really isn't. Those are supposed to be gimme kicks. I don't care if they're from 30 yards now. So no, you can't just dismiss the idea of the kicker costing you the Super Bowl when he is literally on the short list of reasons why this team was cost a Super Bowl.
888-957.
And you wonder why we don't want Jake Moody.
888-957-9570 is the number. Your number one reason, I should say, that the 49ers will not win the Super Bowl, not your biggest reason, the number one reason, and we're not allowing it to be injuries. Go, they're going to get hurt. Look at their roster. They don't have anyone. I'm not allowing that because that just, it's everyone. You know, Jalen Hurts gets hurt, no pun intended. They're cooked in Philadelphia. Patrick Mahomes gets hurt. They're cooked. That's obvious. We know that. Let's do something that's not obvious. So you said it was the depth.
Yeah,
that's reasonable.
Or lack of depth of talent, because this team does have depth, but compared to the teams they're going to be going up against.
You don't really trust the Mykal Williams, the CJ Wests of the world, some of that young secondary, a lot of question marks there. Like other people to step up alongside the bona fide studs.
Not trusting is a bit of a harsh statement. It's more... Like, I do expect these young guys to be good eventually. That's obviously the intention when they're drafted. But there is a level of when you're still breaking into this league, there's a level of kind of finding your footing here. There's growing pains there. They're going to rear their ugly head at inopportune times, and they're going to cost. If this team did make the playoffs, I mean, who's to say that that youth doesn't rear its ugly head there? So I'm not saying this is going to happen. I'm not saying that Mykal Williams is going to have some bonehead, you know, rookie error in the NFC title game that costs the Niners a chance to go to the Super Bowl. But at the same time, it's the threat will be there of just growing pains holding this team back from a win that probably should have been a win.
I'm going to give you mine. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Joe Spadoni alongside Sam Lubman, who is in for Joe Shasky. We got Jennifer Lee Chan, NBC Sports Bay Area, covers the Niners, does a hell of a job there, joining us at 7:30, courtesy of River Islands. The number one reason why the 49ers will not win the Super Bowl this year at Levi Stadium, by the way, in Santa Clara, is what, Niner fans? You can't use injuries. It's the only thing you can't use. I'm going to say it's a lack of a home run hitter potentially on offense. I'm going to say it. Christian McCaffrey, if he lost a step this year, like you might be screwed there. Brian Robinson is not a burner.
That's a good
Ricky
point.
Ricky Pearsall is not a burner. George Kittle is a tight end. He's fast for a tight end. You get him in space. Yeah, it's awesome. He's a yak bro. I get that. He's not a home run hitter per se. Juwan Jennings? He's not a burner. He's not a home run if he does come back. DeMarcus Robinson's got some speed. He's suspended for 3 games. And are you going to is DeMarcus Robinson, we're going to come away from being like your number one guy into the season? Now, I trust Kyle Shanahan in the offense to get these guys in positions to succeed. Like, he's done that. Like, his creativity, and I get it, he gets a lot of hate. He gets a lot of, he's not very creative in the passing game. But time in and time out, I see, you know, Kittle. I saw Purdy, you know, escaping sometimes last year. I saw Pearsall at times. I saw Debo Samuel at times. They find gaps in the opposing defenses and exploit it and get room to run. But they don't have that home run hitter potentially on offense. It needs to be Christian McCaffrey. And that's going to be the biggest question mark around is the health of Christian McCaffrey. And I'm not saying it's injury. I'm not using this as the excuse, the injury excuse. But potentially we can look back on this season as the reason they didn't go over the top is because of the lack of a home run hitter on offense. When in the past, it was a Debo Samuel, right? It was a Brandon Ayuk at times, right? You had some of these guys that go, it was Chris McCaffrey a couple years ago. That's just going to be my only question mark for this offense, which, again, I think is going to be fine overall. But when you start looking around the league, like A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, both of those guys, what
legit
are they?
Legit home run deep threats.
They're home run hitters. Yeah. They are. You look at, you know, for the longest time in Seattle, say what you will about the guy and him and Dion Lenore going at it. DK Metcalf, what is he? Bona fide home run hitter. The guy could take the top off of the defense any single time he is out there. You go to, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs. Say what you will about, you know, Rashee Rice and, you know, some of the off the field stuff, but he is a home run hitter when he was healthy. Now he got hurt. Let's see. Xavier Worthy, why they draft him? Speedster, home run hitter. So you need those guys to win. Do the 49ers have that guy? Is it all on Christian McCaffrey? That makes me a little bit nervous. Doug's in Wichita. Sam wants to join in the conversation. What's up, Doug? You're on the Morning Roast.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm glad we're finally getting heavy into the 49ers again. That's when I tend to call.
Isn't it beautiful? Football beautiful, Doug?
Oh, I can't tell you, man. Everything else passes the time, but as far as sports go, I just... It's the NFL for me. And the Niners, obviously. That's why I'm calling you guys from the middle of the country.
Are you Kansas or Kansas State fan, Doug?
Actually, I'm a Nebraska Cornhusker fan.
Oh, well, times have been tough for you guys.
Which partly ties into why I'm a Niners fan, because back in the day they had, you might have heard of these two running backs out of Nebraska, Roger Craig and Tom Rathman.
Yeah, I heard of them. Decent little players.
All day, every day, baby.
Yeah.
33 blogs in the Hall of Fame, by the way. I'm sick of this.
I agree.
I can't stand not seeing him in there.
I agree.
But the reason for today's call, thank you. The reason for today's call is I think if the Niners don't clinch it this year, it's going to be because we've got this bad habit of not finishing drives with touchdowns. Because we will dominate every statistical category of a game, but the final score. and it's because, you know, we're bogging down for some reason on either off of turnovers or good long drives, and then we stall out and kick a field goal, we'll get the ball back and do it next time. But that's just what I noticed last year, and you know, it's just, I don't know why we bogged down. I say we, but you know what I mean. I don't know why we bogged down, but I think that's going to be the number one reason. If we don't get over that and flip that trend around, then it's going to be, you know, hey, nice showing. Let's try again next year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There he goes. That's Doug in Wichita. Appreciate you, Dougie. Again, we're worldwide here on the Morning Rose. We go to Kansas. We go to Florida. We go to Argentina. We go to Dubai. Doesn't matter. I'm just going to start naming countries. Yeah, we just go everywhere. Australia, why not? I used to get Australian callers on the pregame show, 5 a.m. Yeah.
Really?
I did. Yeah, people call from Australia. It'd be crazy. 888-957-9570. So we're going, Doug and Wichita's going the red zone offense, which is reasonable. Like, that could be the number one reason. You can't keep stalling out in that part of the field. There is nothing more frustrating as a football fan than settling for field goals. And when you settle for field goals for this team, you don't even know if they're going in because of lack of trust with who, as we just mentioned, Jake Moody. Mm-hmm. And it would be so damn frustrating to see more of Jake. I would love to see less of Jake Moody. It means you're executing, and again, you got the extra points, obviously, so make those. Those aren't exactly gimmies anymore. Don't get them blocked. Thank you. But I want to see more of celebrations with Purdy, with McCaffrey, with Kittle. Like, that whole part of the field was a conundrum last year. And a big part of that goes back to what my number one reason was why this team won't win a Super Bowl potentially. If we're going to have any reason, mine was the lack of a home run hitter. And it was the lack of Christian McCaffrey in that part of the field last year. I think it really hurt them not having him in the run and the pass game, Sammy.
Yeah, I mean, let's take CMC off the board here because he is basically the home run threat for the Niners this year if he is indeed still that guy. And Baldy, yesterday we had him on the show, and he expressed some doubt in terms of just how much is left in the tank for Christian McCaffrey. Let's play what he had to say just to kind of set this up.
Well, I mean, even 2 years ago, I was an advocate for cutting down the amount of carries that he was getting when he had a monster year. I thought it was going to affect him eventually. And who knows, you know, what happened last year, if that was a result, all the tendonitis and all the issues that he had with his legs. We've seen slowdowns in all these guys. I mean, there's just so many carries in anybody. And then if you add the way that McCaffrey, you know, trains, which I don't know if you're overtraining at some certain points, but it feels like that's part of the issue. But I don't know. I don't know if Kyle knows yet. I don't know if McCaffrey knows. We got to, like, put him out there against Seattle September 7th and see how he looks. If he's hitting the holes like he did 2 years ago, or if he hit them like he did last year where he was missing holes and looked a little apprehensive at times. I don't think anybody knows until he starts getting pounded. And we see where the vision and the quickness and the power, because he was a powerful guy.
And that's, you know, part of the conversation is the wear and tear on a guy like that. Has he lost a step? As we know, a step in the NFL is everything.
Yeah.
Like, that's the difference between, again, as we're saying, a home run and a double or a single. Like, and we have a guy, Brian Robinson will hit the singles. He's not going to hit the home run.
He might get a double here and there.
He might get a double. Like, he's not the home run hitter that this offense needs. They need Christian McCaffrey to be that guy again, Sam.
Well, then let me ask this question then. If it isn't McCaffrey, then who is the best chance to be a home run hitter for the 49ers this year? Because in that situation, if you're telling me that Christian McCaffrey can't be your big bopper slugger here, as we use baseball analogies for football talk, then if it can't be him, someone else, then they have no choice. Someone else has to fill that void, or at least attempt to fill that void. And so I'm going to kind of throw it back at you. If it's not McCaffrey as that home run hitter, then who needs to step up and be that home run hitter?
Oh, it's easy.
Who do you got?
It's Ricky Pearsall.
See, that's what I was going to
go to. You invested a first-round pick in a receiver. He's got to do it. I can't expect Brandon Ayuk, who just shredded his knee less than a year ago, to come out there coming off like halfway through the season on ice and saying, hey, okay, that's our guy. He's our number one. Like, that's not fair. That's not realistic. It's got to be Ricky Pearsall. Guy ran a 4.440 at the combine. You know, he's got the speed. He's got the wiggle. He's got the separation. It needs to be him. Now, does he have the size? No, but listen, he's got hands. He can high point the ball when he needs to. That connection is going to be massive. Now, he ran a 4.440. He's not a burner. He's not a 4.3. He's not a 4.2 guy. Like, that's not his game per se. But get him in space. he can take it to the house. I can't rely on like 30-year-old George Kittle to be that guy for how much longer? Like, he's a tight end, for God's sakes. Like, come on, man.
No, even the best tight ends are only going to be able to be used so much in a game, even with George Kittle hopefully being able to go downfield more often this year. Kittle can be that big play guy.
Yeah, no, but for sure.
Like, in terms of just how consistently you want him to be that big play guy, I don't know if that's... I mean, you're going to have a few... You're going to probably have 4 or 5 games this year where George Kittle just... absolutely brings down the house, and he is that dude, and he's got, you know, a couple touchdowns. You know, he'll have that 1-3 touchdown game this year, so he's gonna have those big time playmaking games. As far as the week to week home run threat, though, no, I'm right there with you. That is, if it's not gonna be Christian McCaffrey, then I'm putting all eyes on Ricky Pearsall. So that's where I'm at there. I'd be curious though from other listeners, 888-957-9570. Spinoni thinks that this team needs might be lacking a home run hitter. If it's not Christian McCaffrey for whatever reason, who's the home run hitter you're looking at for the 49ers this year? Maybe we get into that a little bit more on the other side.
Could it be Jake Moody, potentially? I'm kidding. Bobby's at the DMV.
Don't make me run home.
God bless Bobby. You know he's down bad when he's at the DMV and he's calling in for us. He needs some help. Bobby's at the DMV. We're going to help him out on the other side. We'll get into this. Maybe he's getting his license renewed. He's got to get the real ID. I don't know what he's doing, but he's going to call into the roast. We're going to go to you, Bobby, on the other side. Plus, Jennifer Lee Chan covers the team, NBC Sports Bay Area. Coming up on the other side at 7:30, courtesy of River Islands, as this segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.